Hey everyone, this is Danny from Harmonies, and you're listening to Music's Journey Podcast with my friend Kim Sear.
I have a great show here for you today. I am joined by co-founder Danny Lopez for the rock band Harm and Ease. They just released their brand new single called Cut Me Loose, and I'm telling you, if you do not have it on your playlist, you're going to want to add this one. This upbeat modern rock anthem showcases the band's really unique sound and the dueling lead singers in the track that puts the subjects of love and betrayal into play. And I'm telling you, this is a storyline you're not going to want to miss. These guys got such a special story, so I am so excited to have and welcome to the show, Danny Lopez. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Kim? Thanks for having me.
Good. How about you, my friend?
I am doing really good today.
I am so excited about you guys. I know that I was asked several times to do this, and I was away, so I was looking forward to coming back and talking to you guys. You guys have got such an incredible story and everything that you guys have gone through, but I'm telling you, the love of music that you have is something that I really respect in artists. It's not about the fame, it's about getting that music out there and the lyrics that really matter. And you guys got a flair, let me tell you.
Thank you so much. Wow, that's very sweet. Yeah, it's been a journey for sure.
I know that you guys started out, you originally were founded in Burlington, Ontario, in what, 2010?
Yeah, in 2010 in middle school. So I was about 13 years old in Burlington. And that's when Rylan and I met with Alex and originally started the band.
Now, you guys also, when it came to being able to play the music that you guys love so much, you guys all came from a really unique story about how members of three different countries were brought together through friendship and the love of music. Tell us about that.
Yes. Okay. So that's a great question. So I was born in Colombia and I grew up in Miami, and then I moved to Burlington when I was about 12, when the band just started, right? I was the new kid here. And the band started with Rylan and I and Alex, which they are both, Alex's family's English, they're British, but he's from Burlington, and same with Rylan. And for about 3 or 4 years, we were playing locally around Canada. And then when I was about 16, my family moved to Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved along with them over there. And me and Rye made a promise to each other when I was leaving. And we said, we're going to continue playing music together, right? This is our project for life. We've already had made so many promises and dreams of playing music together, living together one day, and having a full band and all that. So when I moved, we just made that promise. And as soon as I was in Argentina, we kept Skyping as much as we could, and we were writing songs on the phone or on webcam and stuff. And then finally his mom surprised him about a year after I moved out with a ticket, saying, hey, you guys obviously want to see each other and make music, so here, you can go visit him. And so knowing that he was coming to Argentina, I started reaching out to different people, being like, hey, the singer of my band's coming. And we ended up, I got a bunch of interviews and stuff happening over there, and I planned to record our first album, right? So we got the studio time, we got the producer and engineer, everything ready. And he went to Argentina for 3 months, and we started recording our first album that we wrote basically from on webcam and stuff. And just to make it a little shorter, that album actually, at the end of that trip, after we did all these things, we finally got together, he had a month left, we'd worked on them for 2 months, that studio ended up burning down in Argentina through this fire accident. Yeah,
and I didn't know that.
All these recordings, and it was just insane, and we didn't even know. We're like, wow, we're doing so much to keep this project alive. He came all the way to Argentina. Everything we just worked on is just burning away.
Oh my God.
And yeah, it was intense. We ended up recording Rylan's parts, the lead singer's parts, again in another studio in 2 weeks, and then I had to re-record everything from scratch because we lost everything, computers, everything burned down.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so we were just wow, okay, this is pretty hard. But we kept playing music together, and we started meeting lots of musicians there, and we started just getting involved in the scene in Argentina. And that's where we met John, who is our other member. He grew up in New York, and that's why he speaks English so well. And we ended up meeting one day. He was busking on a street corner, actually, and like close to where I used to live. And I just went up to him and I was like, "Hey, how does this work? Like, you're just allowed to busk on the streets here. You need a permit." And he explained how busking works in Argentina. And then for about like 2 years, we would like run into. I started busking across the street from him, but we would never every time he would show up, I would leave just like respectfully, and we never really chatted until like 2 years later. And then we ended up becoming best friends, and he ended up joining the band. So then, yeah, he's from Argentina. Rylan's Canadian. I'm Colombian, but I grew up all over the world. So that's where we have members from all over. And living in Argentina, the band went through a few different like formations. So we had members that came and go from different places as well. So it's always been this like big international project that we've been working on for years.
Oh, wow.
And so recently finally moved back about a year and a half ago, and we are here. And we, like you said, we just got this new single out, and we're super excited to spread the music here and get our name out, you know?
You know, it's I can't even imagine, because I know how difficult it is to get into the music industry to begin with, but to turn around and go through all that you guys went through, the money that it takes, you know, because so many people have to work full time, you know, just to be able to raise something, you know, to record and to get
That's
into
the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, we did obviously go through that. Like our first albums, I was talking about this the other day. It took us like both of them like a year to 2 years to record, because we were just like a touring band for the last few years, and we would just be playing as much as we could to pay for our life and pay for rent and stuff, and then from there start saving enough to record our music. And that's actually something I'm grateful for. In the last year and a half that we haven't been playing shows, we've got really good at recording ourselves and like working from our own studio, mm-hmm. which is something that for a long time we didn't have around. So it would just be, like you said, it'd be so much time and money for us to get out to even record something of ours. And I'm really glad that we're getting better at doing it on our own now, and just being able to master that craft as well.
You know, it shows the testament to what music, you know, means to you, and especially the friendship, the brotherhood, you know, that you have with the band. And that's pretty incredible. So, you know, kudos to you guys, because it's something really special when
you
love music that much and it means so much to you. It must have been so difficult, because I know the two albums you're talking about is Wonderful Changes and Black Magic Gold.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And you had such a fan base as well that you guys were building in Argentina, a lot of friends. What was it like leaving them, especially during this pandemic, and you know how the band had coped with all that difficult time? Like you said, it's been good for you guys to some degree. It gave you the time to be able to master everything, but you still had to leave a country, you know, that means so much to all of you.
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Argentina was a place where we learned so much, right? The band grew there, and the band basically, as much as we always say, like the seed was planted in Canada, but it grew in Argentina, right? Because mm-hmm. that's where the band really was working out of for the last 6 years. And it was really hard, but I remember, it was a big decision, right? We had to go, like, guys, the band over there was getting really big. We were filling out venues. We were playing, like, headlining our own shows all the time, and we had our own parties, and you know, Harmonies was growing. There were people driving from like different cities to see us. We would go on tour all over Argentina, and every city we went to, we had fans with like merch, and people were getting tattoos and stuff. So for a lot of our friends there, we were like, yeah, we did a lot of big TV shows and stuff. So for our friends there, they were like, wow, like you guys are just going to go and start over. But for me, it wasn't even that kind of thought. It was like, I thought of it as this is the next step, right? Mm-hmm. Because we were reaching some sort of roof there, in the sense that most of the people who wanted to help us take it to a bigger level wanted us to write music in Spanish and stuff, which is understandable because, you know, the country speaks, like most people just speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird for us writing music in English there, but we also had this like niche crowd of people who loved English singing music who doesn't get it there as much. And for them, a lot of these people, for them to travel, for them to see acts from North America isn't that easy, right? So we were like the closest thing they had, some of these people, to listening to the music they love, but in real life, with a Canadian singer kind of thing. Not like, you know, there's something about that for them that they loved as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was great, but yeah, it was really hard leaving at first, but we knew that coming here was going to be the next big step in our career, right? So,
well, it's all a big part of your music's journey, right?
Exactly.
Because, you know, there's always going to be that next chapter, and, you know, you got to be able to evolve and move with it, and your fan base is going to go right along with you, because I know that we have listeners all over the world, and Argentina is one of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I know that music has a way of reuniting people that you may have, you know, may have bumped into, you know, at some point in your life, but it's just music heals. And I know that during this tough time with the pandemic worldwide, this is something I think that has come out of it that's positive. Bands are being able to reach across borders like they never were able to before.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And what I was about to say was, one of the things that's really beautiful about our fan base in Argentina, like you said, is they're so, you know, they're very proud of us for coming here, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
As much as a lot of the people, like when we were leaving, we did a bunch of goodbye shows, and we would talk about this, and our fans, even there in Argentina, we would do, like, you know, on Instagram, we do the polls and stuff, and we did all those kind of like little fun things just to like see how everyone felt about it. And everyone was like, you guys have an international sound, and you guys deserve to be a band that like is listened to all over the world. And all our fans were like, get out of here, go and like chase your dream kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to them, they see us here, and they see like the South American band they saw at the small bars or whatever, and they're just like, they relate to themselves. They're like, that's us there, you know? They're up in North America now, and they're working, and people are very supportive of that, you know?
Oh, I am so happy for you guys. You've just moved to Toronto, as you said, and you already gained the attention of fans worldwide by accumulating over 2.2 million views on TikTok with your Cut Me Loose acoustic performance. Now, did you guys plan that as a strategy before
the
release?
So what we were doing since the pandemic, things started slowly opening up, and obviously as musicians, a lot of people have been missing like live music in general. So we were just going around to the parks and just playing some of the new songs that we were writing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing like the reactions, because we've been just kind of seeing ourselves like record them and play them at home. But like, since we hadn't seen anyone, we were like, I wonder what people think of these songs. And so yeah, we just went around, we were promoting and just having fun, meeting people who were new in the city. So it was part of like the idea. It was like, let's just go have fun, promote. But we didn't know that it was going to get that song was going to get that big, or if that snippet of that song would have. But we were trying out all sorts of stuff, just playing our songs. And like sometimes we weren't filming, obviously. And for some reason, we'd play that song, just jamming it. And people would walk up to us and be like, what's the name of that song? And that happened a few times, that they thought it was like already a big song or something. We're like, oh, that's one of our new songs we're working on. It's called Come You Loose. And then, yeah, that one day we were at Trinity Bellwoods, and again, just hanging out with friends, just to ourselves, and we were going to just film a little video for TikTok of us playing a snippet of the song. And again, it was just like another day we posted it, and then it just started getting so much attention, and we started getting messages from people all over the world being like, it was only like a 20-second snippet of it, and they're like, we need this song in our lives, like, we need this, where's this song, I need this song, and then it just wouldn't stop. And I was like kind of confused at first, like, I wonder if it just kept going, like comments. So then, yeah, that's when we ended up getting a message from Todd Salter, who's like an award-winning producer.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's amazing. And he wanted to work on the song. So we immediately were just like, guys, we got to get this out. So we worked on it immediately. It wasn't something we were planning to release so soon, but it all came out.
We're going to get in more detail, you know, about Todd Salter, because Walk Off the Earth, he's done Hunter Hayes, Washboard Union. You also worked with the Tokyo Spears on this too. So it's just incredible what you guys have managed. We're going to play this one right now. We're not going to make anybody wait any longer. So let's play the killer new single by my very special guest, Harmonies, called Cut Me Loose, right here on Music's Journey. This song has really solidified your band, let me tell you. You know, with the sound that fans can recognize for years to come, you've got that live performance lifestyle, which is what's so cool that you can hear in this and that powerful energy. But I love the howling, gritty blues. That's just something that I gravitate to each and every time. But you got the hard-hitting guitar riffs that are in this, you know, the spirit of real rock and roll. So you guys nailed it for this one.
Thank you so much. Wow, that's amazing. I love that you love the blues. And that's a big, big part of our band, you know?
Mm-hmm. That spirit is there. And I know fans are going to absolutely love it. So if this is any indication of what you guys are releasing for a new EP, oh, yeah, goosebumps
for
me. Oh,
yeah, there's a lot coming, you know? So I'm glad that this is the first one and these are the reactions we're getting because we got a lot of songs on the way.
Okay, when it comes to the writing, your writing approach, do you base it off of life experience or it's just something that we all can relate to? We've all been through this, but just the way you guys delivered this one, because you see so many bands trying to rewrite, oh yeah, you know, I've got hurt, you know, she dumped me, or, you know, he dumped me, or, you know, the love tragedy stuff. But you guys delivered this in such a cool way. And, you know, so tell us about that writing process and taking us through all of that.
That's really interesting. Cut Me Loose, actually, we started writing last year and it was way slower and it was this like slow, swampy blues tune that like sounded very different from what it is right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, John, the other guitarist in the band, he came with the idea of the song and the riff and he was like, hey guys, I got this. And we started working on it as this like slow, it was honestly like half the speed. Like we wanted it to be a very slow blues song. So John wrote most of the lyrics originally when he came down with that day are kept in the song. There's some changes and stuff, but yeah, it was something that John came up with, and John and Rylan are the ones who've been writing most of the lyrics. Alex and I, we also work on the lyrics, but they do most of the lyric work, and so yeah, John is just an amazing writer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been writing so many songs, and to us, it was just another one of our songs, another blues song that we wrote, and like, we've been working on our sound and making things a bit more relatable, but it is like a personal kind of thing, I guess, the song. It's a song about love and betrayal, which are things that we can all relate with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can put that in whatever way you want in your head. But I guess, yeah, it was a song that he brought the lyrics, and we all loved them right off the bat. We're like, wow, especially the she loved me, but she cut me loose, that line. We all were just like, this is amazing, and we started working on it. And then it wasn't until this year that we looked at the song again and we sped it up a bunch. We're like, whoa, this could be really cool, like way faster.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started playing it faster, and then that's when we made a new demo of it, which is sounded a lot more like the song sounds today.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when we started playing it at the park and stuff. And I think the line "Cut Me Loose" is just something that, like, it's just very relatable, because it doesn't also have to be like in a negative way, because when you cut someone loose, you could be set free.
Something you needed to do a long time ago, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So just the line itself just felt really good. And yeah, and singing it and stuff, when we started just playing it, just like the way when you sing "cut" with the C, and it just cuts kind of, and it's just dirty and gritty, and everything about the song right away, it was like, wow, this is feeling good. And it just started happening. It wasn't like thought out too much. I'm sure John spent his time thinking of the lyrics, but it kind of flew out of him. If I'm not mistaken, he was just kind of writing another tune, you know?
I'm really hoping all the fans are going to download this one. Okay, so if you haven't done it, you need to do it now. And it's called "Cut Me Loose," and that is with my very special guests that are here today. So I'm telling you, Harmon Ease is one that you guys need to watch out for. They got some great stuff that's coming up. So download it, add it to your playlist, and if it is not at your local rock radio station, give them a call. And they will add it to the rotation. So if you call enough, you guys have got the power. So the fans out there, if you love this song as much as we do, give them a shout, add it to your Spotify, add it to your platforms, your streaming platforms. That's what wins the awards right now worldwide. So get out there and start doing it. Okay, this is such a great rock anthem. So I really want to thank my very special guests. We're going to have them back, don't worry. And we're going to talk a little bit more detail about everything that this band is up to. I am Kim Sear. I am chatting here with Danny Lopez from Harm and Ease with their brand new single, "Cut Me Loose," that's out right now. You were signed by Cosmo Cat Records, and shortly after, you were discovered by multi-platinum and Juno Award-winning artist Johnny Luminati of Walk Off the Earth. At the show, he also was so impressed with your sound and your story that he now manages the band today. So tell us about meeting Johnny Luminati.
So we moved to Canada, like we were talking about. We were just playing shows and just seeing what we could do to get our name out. And we met with Cosmo Cat Records, which we signed with, and they started helping us with our shows and recordings we did. They helped us record Midnight Crisis, which was our third studio album we did with Dominic John Davis, who plays bass with Jack White.
Oh, nice.
Solo projects. And yeah, so it was really amazing. He came down from Nashville, and we spent 10 days together working on that record, which we recorded all of it live on tape, you know, so we really wanted to do this record. It was kind of something we wanted to do for ourselves, which is a very different sound for what we're going for right now with Cut Me Loose. Mm-hmm. But it was something we really wanted to do at the time. And then, so yeah, we started working with Cosmo Cat Records and getting things going. And then we were playing a show in Hamilton, and Johnny Luminati was there at the show and ended up really liking our music. And which was, for us, it was crazy because, you know, we grew up in Burlington and the band started in Burlington. And once I moved out of Burlington and I was living in Argentina, Walk Off the Earth was the biggest band in, it was blowing up, and it was insane that it was like, wow, this is the band from Burlington, the same city that I grew up in and stuff. So when I did come back here, I was always thinking, like, I hope we run into them one day, because I've always just really admired their DIY way of working and just how talented everyone in the band was. Everyone played different instruments and stuff, and I just thought Harmonies had this whole similar thing where we all just play different instruments and love writing all kinds of music. And so I was always just excited to meet them one day, so it was super cool. He was at the show and we ended up talking, and fast forward, we ended up working together, and it's been insane because he's just such a great songwriter, such a great person, and just knows so much about the industry. And just, you know, Walk Off the Earth is huge online, and he's a huge part of that, right? So just learning all the things and the little secrets and stuff, and just working away, and it's just been amazing. It's been truly incredible meeting all these musicians and just getting to be part of the Canadian scene that we've always wanted to be a part of.
Well, it's incredible too, because with Toxalter, he's done so much when it comes to working as a writer himself and, you know, as a producer. But to pull out the sounds, I'm sure Johnny, you know, they both had ideas for that. So like when you walk in with a song, especially after TikTok and all of that, and you're doing the acoustic version because that's kind of what you guys were used to doing. But to see the end product, you know, when you're walking out of production, walking out of, you know, a Juno Award-winning studio like that, and seeing what the end product's like, did you ever see that coming?
It was so amazing, but I was honestly like the demo we had made for the song was aiming to be a big rock song like that, right? So we were hoping for it, like in my mind, that's the sound that they both were able to reach for us was what we were hoping to get, right? That was like our main goal was like, I hope it sounds like that. So
you had that vision.
But yeah, we've been writing a lot of songs in the last year because of the pandemic, and we've just been aiming at this new sound, you know, the next sound that represents the band, our newest like sound that we've been looking for a while, and I think we're finally there, you know.
You're there. You are there.
It's just this, we've been working, like it comes with also, we lived in Argentina for a long time, and like blues rock and roll is so alive over there that it's just, it's in our playing no matter what, and it's in our roots. We weren't very in touch with North American sounding productions and how things worked here. We were just very like a touring band kind of thing. So coming here and getting to see how people work the studios here was like unbelievable, right? That was like working with Tokyo and working with Togs and everything, just seeing how much detail is getting put into everything. It was everything I wanted, because that's why I moved here, you know. In my mind it was like, I'm coming here because I know I'm gonna get the best of my sound, and I'm gonna reach something that I wasn't able to reach where I was. So yeah, we've been working on this new sound, and it's this big modern upbeat blues rock band. Modern rock for today's day, it's kind of like what we feel like rock music that fits today's sound that people are like, you know. So that was basically our goal, and I think with everyone working on the project, everyone was able to really make it come to life.
Well, when you look at the USA, okay, and you look at that deep swampy, that darker side, you know, of the blues, you guys have added just even so much more, and I know they're going to absolutely love you on the USA. There's no doubt about it. Same thing with Australia, because it's just like the sound is just so modern, and you know what, that high power energy, but it's just so dirty and gritty, and I absolutely love it.
I love that, because those are two great words, dirty and gritty, and something we always say is that it's dangerous, right? Because we do hear that there's lots of music that like is almost too polished, and that was something like we don't want to fall into, but I love production, right? And I'm falling in love with the studio, so I love something sounding amazing, but I also like it sounding dirty and gritty. So that was like the in-between we're trying to reach, and I love that you're saying that that's the sound we're getting, because that's exactly what we want. We don't want to sound like something that, like, you know, sometimes you see a show or a band and it just sounds like it's just too clean at a point where it's too perfect, and it's missing that dirty grittiness that I love about watching a band or like about music in general. But yeah, so that was something, a main goal in these songs was like, we don't want to lose the dirty grittiness of our band, of the rock in it, you know. And I think it actually stands out even more with the production. So I think,
well, I can't wait. And I'm telling you, if the fans have not seen the video, the lyric video to this, tell us about the concept, because that is like such a brilliant idea. And man, did you guys deliver.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel like it really does. It's just something we can all relate with. And I think that's like the main thing, in whatever way everyone has felt loved and lost in some way or other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's just a cool way to deliver it. And I just loved watching it. It just takes you through that journey, but it's just such a fun ride. There's just no doubt about it.
We're actually filming a music video for it this weekend.
Are you really?
Yeah, so the official music video, we're filming this music video on Saturday and Sunday. It's been insane, although everything to get ready for it. But we're so excited, because now we're going to really take it to a bigger scale with the video.
I can't wait. You promise you're going to come back, talk to me about the new music and the videos, right?
Oh, I would love to, 100%.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. So tell us the difference between Argentina rock music today and the difference that you're finding here in the music industry here in Canada.
Okay, so right off the bat, in rock music, there is just, I guess, obviously North America and Canada has just a big scene for like pop and punk music. So a lot of the rock music is just a more of a touch of pop and punk here, right? That's something right off the bat. Argentina didn't really get the pop punk scene happening. So there's just a big sound for like classic rock over there still.
Okay.
And so, yeah, there's like some of the bands over there that I'm not sure if you'd be familiar with, but there's acts over there that will like play for a million people, right? Like they're massive acts that are only in Argentina and they play national rock, which is it's like rock and roll in Spanish and it's just blues riff rock.
Okay.
And that's been like a huge thing for Argentina, right? For forever. And they're like, Argentina is like the head of Spanish rock of the world, like the biggest Spanish rock mm-hmm. bands of the world mm-hmm. come from Argentina, right? So all the like Hispanic countries around the world like love Argentina's music because of some of the biggest acts have come out of there in the Latin American rock scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting because they're very proud of their Spanish rock, right? So it was like when we're singing English rock, it was just kind of like, at some places it's cool. Some places they'd be like, "Hey, like we this is our stuff. We sing in Spanish here and stuff." But we learned so much from being there. One of the things we learned a lot is, you know, like bands there don't have as many resources and tools and things as bands here, right?
Mm-hmm,
not everyone. It's just a small example of it, but a lot of people there don't have as many tools and stuff. So I would just see bands playing with some drum kits that you couldn't even imagine, just like broken down, and some guitars that had strings on for 6 months that haven't been changed, and they're just like so dirty, but these people are still like shredding, right? And
yeah.
playing unbelievably good. So that was something that was really interesting, just seeing like virtuoso people playing with like very minimal things. And that also shows in the kind of music they make. So that they have very like virtuoso sounding musicians in their bands over there and stuff, maybe like lower quality productions and certain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe things are looked at in a different way than here. Like people pay more attention there at like playing your instrument. And then maybe here people, as much as they care about that, they also care a lot about the production and how things sound. So rock bands over there, it's a very different sound. There's it's still very classic rock sounding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there is certain bands who are playing more modern sounding songs, and they're doing really well. But just the bands that fill up right now the big stadium shows, they're still like this rock and roll sounding bands.
But this is where it all starts, though. You know, because of social media and because of, you know, fans being able to listen in a different way that they never have been able to before. And I think that's why, you know, even country, you know, pop rock, everything that's doing so well over in Australia and in, look at China and Japan, you know, it's just, there's so much music that's out in Alaska right now, you know, that never was heard before. And
for sure.
So like it just goes to show you that the world isn't as small anymore when it comes to the streaming platforms. And I think you're going to see a lot of change.
Yeah, a great example right now is Maneskin, you know, the
yes.
band that just won the Eurovision, the
yes.
Italian. And that it was beautiful for me for many reasons. One of them, seeing how many people were like supporting rock and roll right now, like
mm-hmm.
a rock band, is just unbelievable. But then also seeing a band who speaks in Italian, singing in English, that is something. Like I have so many friends in Argentina who dream, like they all sing in English. A lot of my friends that have bands, they sing in English and they have like a little accent or whatever, but they're like, "Oh, I hope one day North Americans can hear my music and care," like people who speak English, who are native English speakers, will
mm-hmm.
like it. And to them, it's like, it's a challenge. They're like, "Oh, I don't know if people will like it." And then seeing a band like this who like, you could tell English is their second language and they're just taking over, it's beautiful. I'm like, wow, that just gives me hope that like, it doesn't matter where you're from, and it mm-hmm. doesn't matter if you're just playing the music and people like it, they like it. So,
well, you know what? I'm so excited for what you guys have got in store and what this part of the leg of this journey is for you. And I'm so glad I'm here to see it all. And I'll certainly be following you guys and watching everything you guys do, because I think you are super, super talented.
Thank you so much, Kim. That means a lot to us.
Can I ask you a few burning questions? And we'll do it really quickly here. Okay. When bands spend so much time on the road, the funniest thing that you guys do to pass time?
The funniest thing we do? Mm-hmm. We love to play Frisbee. And, like, we'll go into random parks and just all, like, play fun Frisbee. And, yeah, just, like, turn into little kids again and run around and stuff.
Okay. All right. What is the favorite song of all time for you, Danny?
Wow, what a question. Of all time.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to throw out a song that, like, really changed my life when I was a kid. So I think Soul to Squeeze by the Chili Peppers.
Ah, very cool. All right. Now,
yeah, there's a long story behind that, but yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll put that on as part of my questions, and then you can add the rest of that story to it. I'd love to hear it. Most useless talent.
Okay, I have a few actually, but this is super random. I don't know if you know, have you those mini skateboards, the little finger boards?
Yeah.
I'm like basically professional at those.
Can you send me a video clip?
Yeah, I have videos on like TikTok with millions of views and stuff. It's really funny. I just like started a little account because I was like, I got really good when I was a little kid because I love skateboarding. And I recently got one again. I was like, oh wait, I'm still good at this.
Do you have a pen?
I don't like even talking about it, but since you mentioned it, yeah, it's such a random talent, but okay. I'm really good at it. And it's like, I like details and little things like that. So I'm like, it's kind of like meditating. I like watch this little board. I could do anything on it. Like I can control it like a real skateboard. It's really weird.
Very cool. Okay. So I'm going to text you my email address. Can you send me, I know you got it on TikTok, but it's hard for us to put it through the magazine that way. So would you be able to send me a little clip?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I will text you that later on this evening and send that over as soon as you can. So I would really like to be able to put that up there, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really random, but it's funny.
Okay, so where can fans get a hold of your latest news, music, and obviously you got that new video coming out, so where can they catch you?
Yeah, so everyone can keep up with us on Instagram and on TikTok, on Facebook, YouTube. We're always posting. We love talking to our fans. People send us a message on Instagram, we always reply. So, yeah, we love keeping up with everybody. And just if you guys go there, Harm and Ease, it's HARMANDEASE. Sometimes people don't really understand the name right off the bat. So,
mm-hmm. Tell everybody quickly why you guys named it Harm and Ease.
So yeah, Harm and Ease, it sounds like harmonies. It's a play on words, and mm-hmm. they're two opposites that attract. Basically, it's like the whole yin and yang, night and day idea, the concept, and we truly believe that, yeah, there's no light without dark, and there's no dark without light. There's a balance to it, so that's what harmonies is. And it's funny, because when we started the band, it was just two of us, and people would say, like, who's Harm and who's Ease? And we'd always just say, like, all of us are. We all have a little bit of both, you know? It's a balance. So, yeah, that's us. We're the balance of the music in the world right now.
I'm telling you, I get you guys. It's like I'm in your head. It's like I get you guys so easily.
I love that. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome. I am so, so happy to have spoken with you today. And I look forward to having you back on the show. And we can talk more in depth about what you guys got coming up.
Yeah,
and what the songs and the lyrics mean. And, you know, we're going to dig right into all of that. So I'm looking forward to it. So thank you, Danny, once again, for coming on the show and sharing your amazing music and giving us a look inside the life of Harm and Ease. I look forward to having you back on the show to share all the new music that's coming up. So do you got any live shows coming?
We are planning on it. We will be announcing. If everyone keeps up with our social media, we'll be announcing that soon.
Okay, so we're going to remind everybody, if you haven't downloaded Harm and E's new release single that they've got out right now called Cut Me Loose. You need to do that right now. So add it to your playlist and make sure you share it, you know, to all of your friends on your live streaming platforms. Don't forget, you can request it at your local rock radio station to add it to the playlist and put it into rotation. So the more that you guys do out there, the more you're going to hear the music you love. So these guys are phenomenal. So thank you once again, Danny Lopez, for Harmonies, for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's been a blast. All right, we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Yeah, sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you to my very special guest, Danny Lopez from the rock band Harm and Ease, for coming on the show today. Their new single, Cut Me Loose, is available right now on all streaming platforms, and it is blowing up thanks to all of the amazing fans out there. So make sure that you share it if you haven't already and add it to your favorite playlist. And don't forget to request it at your local rock radio station. You don't want to miss the shows that I have lined up for you. I have Therese, Jade Eagleson, Parmalee, Texas King, Smoke and Ashes, Jay Coote's going to be here from The Voice, Mac London, Jess Moskaluk, Stephen Lee Olson's going to be here, Ryan Laird, and so many more. You can also join me on Tuesday evenings at 91.3 FM Blue Water Radio, 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. So that's it for me. I'm your host, Kim Sear. You have yourself a great day, and I will see you next time right here on Music's Journey.